getting a feel for a new game. These Ugandan children are about to have their first golf lesson. The young golfers all come from some of the poorest communities in the country, something their coach says will give them the drive to become future stars of the game.
I target kids or children from poor communities because they think of their background and say, I need to concentrate on this so that I can change my life. So a rich kid will not think about that. They know they are already rich. Why would they concentrate on golf? Most schools do have football pitches, so it's a big space. You can swing a club. Also, we have very many abandoned plots of land. If the owner can accept you to teach from there, then I have no problem with that. You can swing the club there and give basics of golf.
Roger Sally's own introduction to golf came back in 2018 when he found a job as a caddy at a resort near Kampala, one of fewer than 20 golf courses in the country, where he fell in love with the game.
I used to watch videos on YouTube, Instagram, online. Yeah, basically through internet is how I learned and trained myself.
And put it just like this.
And now he's become an internet sensation too, with more than 73,000 followers on Instagram watching his tips and trick shots, like this one over some unsuspecting cows. Roger Sally's efforts to grow the game in Uganda have also been noticed by one of the most important golf tours in the world, the PGA, who have made his story into a four-part series on their YouTube channel. And now the tour has promised to help him realise his dream of becoming the first certified PGA professional from his home country.
Of course, man.
It's not easy.
For sure I'll do it.
I know you can.
Even if it needs, like, reading the whole night.
Not so long ago, the impression of golf in Uganda was that it was solely for the rich, but that's changing, thanks to the efforts of Roger Sally and also Uganda's Golf Union, who expanded their juniors programme for both boys and girls, and were rewarded with the boys' team qualifying for the Junior World Cup in Tokyo in June. Sally's students may still have some work to do on their putting if they're to become the next big names in golf, but the game is no longer out of bounds for these young Ugandans. Joanna Gejroska, Al Jazeera.
Well, you just heard Jo's report there, and she will be back with our next four.